truck and bus news powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. We might be seeing widespread investment in electric truck technology. However, the response from fleet managers in the US might dampen enthusiasm a little. Fleet Advantage ran the study. They specialize in ancillary services for fleets, such as business analytics and financing, and found despite diesel costs still being a concern among fleet managers, electrification wasn't as popular as you might expect. In terms of electric or hydrogen fuel cell trucks, just 4% of respondents said they're currently procuring these types of trucks. 53% said they neither see the value nor will they consider the technology for at least another 10 years. Nearly a quarter of respondents also said they believe electric or hydrogen fuel cell trucks will never be widely used for over-the-road operations. So why don't they believe in the non-diesel tech at this point? Nearly 40% said they'll not consider the technology because of limited fueling or charging station infrastructure. And just over 33% have concerns over the vehicle's range or distance. The heavy commercial vehicle market in Australia looks set to continue to see increased sales in 2019. VFACTS data for January 2019 shows a healthy 8.3% gain on the same month last year. In total, 2,195 new trucks and heavy vans were sold in Australia last month. Interestingly, most of the growth came in the medium-duty truck segment. Sales here jumped ahead by more than 22%. Light-duty sales were ahead 6.5%. Heavy-duty was up 3.9%. Some of the best-performing brands in January included Hino, Kenworth, Scania, UD Trucks, Volvo and Western Star. The Volvo improvement helped Volvo Group gain bragging rights as the biggest-selling multi-brand player in the market. Combined Volvo, Mack and UD sales totaled 249 units in the month, finishing in front of Daimler Trucks, Iveco International and Penske. VCV Sydney has been crowned Volvo Group Australia's Metropolitan Dealer of the Year, with CMV Traralgon scooping the Regional Dealer of the Year award. The awards were announced at Volvo Group Australia's annual retail handshake conference on the Gold Coast, which brings together Volvo dealers from across Australia and New Zealand. The Dealer of the Year awards recognise the achievements of Volvo Group's dealer network in what was a successful 2018 for Volvo, Mack and UD Trucks. The awards, presented by President and CEO of VGA, Martin Merrick, were based on a number of key factors, including customer satisfaction and market share. Martin saying the competition was intense and shows the strength of Volvo's comprehensive dealer network across Australia. Back in the day, residential and city streets pretty much all carried a 60 km/h speed limit. In the past 20 years or so, that limit has been reduced to a fairly standard 50. Now there's a push on to have areas classified as having high pedestrian activity reduced even further. A University of New South Wales study is recommending reductions from 50 km/h down to 30 to 40. We're talking areas such as a city CBD, as well as shopping strips along roads in suburbs and country towns, and roads around schools and sports venues too. The researchers say the speed reduction would save lives, with their preference being a 30 km/h speed limit. Why so low? Well, it might seem like common sense, but it was found the slower a vehicle is travelling, the less likely a collision with a pedestrian will cause fatal injuries. And they say the lower speed limit brings an additional bonus. The driver of a vehicle moving at a slower speed was found to be more likely to spot a pedestrian on the road ahead than when travelling at 50 km/h. No word on anything like this program in Australia. However, in the US, truck and bus owners are being offered funding towards upgrading or replacing their diesel-powered vehicles. The program is being run in several states, including Pennsylvania, where the Department of Environmental Protection is accepting grant applications to replace, repower, or retrofit diesel-powered trucks and buses. More than $3.6 million Australian dollars is available, with the funds coming into the state's coffers from a 2018 settlement with Volkswagen following the German manufacturer's emissions cheating activities. Eligible projects include exhaust controls, engine upgrades and remanufacture systems, verified idle reduction technologies, verified aerodynamic technologies and low rolling resistance tyres, engine replacement and total vehicle and equipment replacement.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Despite the importance of having an online presence, to a lot of businesses, big and small, their website is a pain in the neck. If that's how you feel about your site, we reckon you might be battling bad design, poor functionality, slow loading, viruses, and just a lack of time and knowledge to get it where it needs to be. Website Create is here to help, and their motto is that they create websites, not headaches. Website Create can help you with every aspect of website design and maintenance, from securing a domain to listing on Google and even SEO as well. Websitecreate.com.au.